Welcome, dear listeners, to a sacred journey through the pages of God's Word. I'm your guide in this adventure, Steve Kitts, and I'm truly grateful that you've joined me in another session of During Bible Study Podcast. Before we look closer into these verses that will illuminate your heart and your mind today, let us pause for a moment in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we open your precious Word, we look for your guidance and wisdom. May the Holy Spirit be our teacher. Illuminate the truth within each of these sacred pages. Bless all those that tune in today, that they may find solace, inspiration, and spiritual growth through what is shared and explored in your Word. In Jesus' holy name, we pray, and amen. Jesus is in the garden praying, and his betrayer is leading the temple guards to him. One of Jesus' disciples pulls out a weapon and attacks the guard, the temple guard, and cuts the temple guard's ear off. Jesus stops this act of violence and says to them, "Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father and he will not at once send me more than 12 legions of angels?" Now, 12 legions of angels, that's a lot. If we look at a Roman legion, it can range anywhere from 5,000 to 6,000 soldiers, plus the supporting staff and the campers that followed. In one sense, Jesus is declaring if he could ask that his Father for help, his Father would send him more than 72,000 angels to defend him. In another sense, Jesus uses the 12 can be viewed as symbolic. Biblically, 12 symbolizes God's government. The entire host of heaven is waiting on God's command to rescue their Lord. A few years before this event, Jesus already had angels minister to him at his greatest time of need, his trial, after his wilderness trial with the devil. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him, and that's Matthew 4:11. I have found these passages and principle Jesus mentions very comforting. You are not in this life alone. You're not battling the forces of darkness alone. When your world is collapsing, God is aiding you through it. He's available. God's angels are already to assist. If you are a follower of Jesus and in Christ by faith, you can appeal to the Father to send angelic help or assistance. And God will. He will minister comfort to you. They may fight your battles for you, and they may comfort you after a battle. He let loose on them his burning anger, wrath, indignation, and distress in company of destroying angels. That's Psalms 78:49. During that Easter weekend, when Jesus was crucified and rose again, no doubt a company of destroying angels were ready to attack Jesus' enemies. Couldn't you just see the angels with swords drawn and the show of determination on their faces? Just waiting for the word to help Jesus. It would have been over in seconds, but they obeyed their master. He held off, knowing that he could release them at a different time when they follow him in to battle while he's riding that white horse. If you're going through a difficult time, ask the Father to send in angelic help or assistance. You have the authority. Now resting in Jesus, who now sits on the right hand of the Father, that calls out your name in heaven to his Father, saying that my soldier needs your assistance, needs your help. What is your answer? And God will send an answer. We see from Jacob's ladder that there's prayers going up and coming down all the time. The ladder was being, used to bring the answer and to take the answer or the question to Jesus. Don't give up hope. Hold on to the Lord and let him guide you and protect you. We'll close in a prayer. Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that We have you to look to for all of our help and our assistance. There's nothing that we go through that you don't know about, that you don't have the answer to and you don't have the solution for. Let us always put our trust and our hope in you and hold on to you through all this life that we have, that we may show your light to this lost and dying world. In your blessed name, amen. I want to take a minute to talk to you about Buzzsprout. Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new market or a channel, may I suggest that you share your thoughts and your ideas with the world. And it's just so fun to have a talk show. Podcasting is very easy, inexpensive, and a fun way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show can be online and listed in major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many more within minutes of finishing each recording. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners, and a team that they have at Buzzsprout is passionate in helping you succeed. They want you to succeed. Join with over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Let's go ahead and create something together. God bless you.